Hello, this is David Ballard. We began to ask questions about going from out of Christ to into Christ. We have used Scripture to show the Lord's answer to the question, wherein hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? The Lord's answer to, wherein believing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And now we want to ask the question and look at Scripture on wherein confession do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And then in our fourth lesson, we will study the question, where in repentance do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? So where in confession do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 33. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 33. Jesus says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." We see that we must be willing to confess Christ, or we will not have our name confessed before God in heaven. But we still want the question, where in confession do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? Let's look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. "And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time?" So the demons cry out, "What do thou have to do with us, Jesus, thou Son of God?" They made a verbal confession that they believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But obviously these devils are not going to be saved. They believed. They confessed, but they weren't in a right relationship with God. They were the demons that Jesus was going to cast out. And so just because we believe and just because we claim the Lord's name does not mean that we are in a right relationship with the Messiah. Jesus said that himself in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." It's not enough just to hear and understand and believe and confess. We must do the will of the Father. Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Wherein, confessing the name of Christ, do we go from out of Christ to into Christ? Well, let's go back to Romans chapter 10, and let's read it all together from verse 9 all the way to verse 17. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 9. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 9, and we'll go all the way through verse 17. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word should be heard. It should be believed. There should be a willingness to confess and not deny Christ. We should be wanting to call on the name of the Lord. We should obey the gospel. Now, the good news of the gospel is the fact that Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and we have to obey that. And then our faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God. Let's continue on the idea of the gospel that saves. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. We can hear in vain, we can believe in vain, we can confess in vain. We need to keep in memory what's been preached. For I delivered unto you first of all that which you also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And so the good news that saves us from our sin is the fact that Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected on our behalf. We could not earn our salvation. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from our sins. But we have to come into contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. How do we come into contact with the blood of Christ? How do we come into contact with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? How do we obey the gospel? How do we obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ. Now, notice, if we were baptized into Jesus Christ, then before baptism we were out of Christ. After baptism we were in Christ. The place that we go from out of Christ to into Christ is when we're baptized into Jesus Christ. Why? Because know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, in the waters of baptism, being immersed as a burial, excuse me, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. It's when we come in contact with the blood of Christ, which we do in the waters of baptism, that we go from out of Christ to into Christ. Let's read Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Do you remember when the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage, and the last of the plagues was the death of the firstborn, and they painted the blood over the doorpost? Remember that? And look at verse 13 of Exodus 12. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. When God sees the blood of Jesus Christ in us, that's when we'll go from out of Christ to into Christ. When does he see the blood? When we join Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. In the waters of baptism, that's where we contact the blood, and that's where God sees the blood. That's why it says we're baptized into Christ. There's the place of going from out of to into. That's what Jesus was telling us in Matthew 28. Teach, baptize, teach. Let them hear, baptize them, and let them hear some more. That's what he was telling us in Mark 16, 15, and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Let's look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. We understand there's not a thing that we can do from the law of Moses that will save us from our sins. And there's not enough good deeds that we can do that will save us from our sins. We can't be good enough. What's going to save us from our sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need to know, where do we meet that blood? And Scripture makes that very plain, that we need that blood in the waters of baptism. Let's look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to take the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, speaking of Jesus, and hath redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Jesus redeemed us with his blood. When God sees the blood, he will pass over our sins. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 39. We're going to look at the conversion of the Ethiopian. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down unto Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto uncertain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? He had heard the good news of Jesus being crucified, buried, and resurrected, and being silent on the cross to his accusers. And Philip said, If thou believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What has happened so far? He had heard the gospel. He had believed the gospel. He had understood the gospel. He had confessed that he believed that Jesus was the Christ. He had heard, believed, confessed. But he asked a question. He said, Here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They both went down into the water. Remember, baptism is a burial with Christ. That's where we meet the blood. Both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. He went on his way rejoicing after he came up out of the waters of baptism. And so where in hearing, believing, confessing did the eunuch go from out of Christ into Christ? When he met the blood of Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism, being buried with him by baptism and rising in joy that his sins were forgiven to walk in newness of life.